at the best of the best. We're watching the Warbirds, the Heavies, the Trojan and the Harbors.
What a fantastic sound this is. We are at the big Africa Air Day here in Harare, and there are a variety of aeroplanes. We have heard some Harvards, we have heard helicopters, we have heard passenger aeroplanes, big proper commercial jets that made a quick flyover, and the one actually landed and then took off again. And this really is a fantastic time. It also just shows you what a lovely sound. And it also just shows you how Zimbabweans still enjoy themselves. There are literally thousands and thousands and thousands of people here. And I suppose it's a day like this that you still realize it is very, very good to be in your homeland, Zimbabwe. There'll be more to come. There definitely will be more audio boost to come. Wow! I wonder what airplane that was that made that noise. So, my love? So, Brad, what's happening now? Tell me a bit more.
There's about six planes at the moment.
So there's about six aeroplanes, you say?
And they're simulating a attack.
Okay. And they're doing like formations.
Yeah, exactly. Right, formations and lots of
So I'm here with a very good friend of mine, Bradley. Now, Brad, tell me, there is nothing nicer than to stand here to watch these airplanes come over with a cold beverage in your right hand.
Ice cold beer.
Yes.
Cheers to that,
my mate. Just have a...
We don't want to hit anybody coming towards us.
We have a nice little...
Yes, and we do. We're very fortunate. We're actually...
There they are.
You're quite right. Actually, I should have mentioned that. We have our own little tent here that Louise and I have. And Brad and his mom Brenda are here with us, and I'm sure a few more people will pull in.
They're incredibly low. Very low.
Say that again, mate.
So low to the crowd.
They're very, very low, eh? It almost makes you feel like if you jump up, you could touch it.
Yeah.
All warships from 1940s.
And these are aeroplanes from the 1940s, by the way, that are flying around. Absolutely sensational.
I've been carried down and locked now, leaving that formation as clear coast.
And the last time they did one of these was...
In South Africa.
When was the last
one? The last one I remember. Okay, the last one I came to. There has been another one after that, but the last one I came to was back in 1995. But there have been others after that. But the last one I came to was in 1995. Then a very good friend by the name of Kirsty Summerfield brought me to one in 2005. But by the time we got here, it was all over.
So Pierre Kais touches down, saluting as he lands.
Saluting as he lands. All the airplanes have now landed.
Open the gate. Right, let's see who's number two. Phil, keep his speed up.
Luckily, the announcer is giving us a hand as well.
One coming in. This one just had a paint job. You see the nice day glow. That was, of course, when we were training pilots in a place called Donata.
His voice is getting a bit hoarse. He could do with one of these cold beers.
Look out for them, folks, as they're coming in. A nice, hearty, warm Zimbabwean welcome to our friends from South Africa.
And I have lots of backup whiskey.
Oh, do you? Mm. God love you.
Next one coming in now. We'll wait for the guys all the way through. The little RVs trundling down the taxiway, getting ready for their display. We'll be telling you more about the RVs. A couple of our Zimbabwean pilots have RVs here, and we saw them in...
Okay, mate, I need you to give me a bit of a hand here, please.
Yeah.
You know, wait, let me turn the voiceover off so you can do it. Okay, I'd like you just to, where it says upload, I think it says upload.
In the app itself.
Yeah, can you see that? It says upload.
I can only see the main screen.
Okay, hold on.
Audio.
Yeah, go to Audio Boo.
Audio Boo. Okay, let me go to that.
Then I think it says stop.
Just trying to find it. Hold up. Oh, there it is. Okay.